Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's going to be another hot day, but not nearly as hot as it was yesterday. But not cool or anything. It's going to be just another day that is warm, but not like yesterday.
You're struggling. Yeah.
It's going to be warm still.
It's still a heat wave. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm still, I'm hearing an echo. But I am still seeing like potential rain over the weekend. So,
I don't know.
Weather,
I see that.
The weather
as well.
Just hates us right now. It's just like, what are you guys doing?
I believe it's going to be about 5 degrees cooler than yesterday, wherever
we'll
you are.
5 degrees
and I'll
cooler.
Take the five, right?
No doubt. All right, let's roll the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is a radio app. You get the app, then you listen to radio. That's all. And anywhere you go, anywhere in the world that you go, Radio.com works smooth and easy for you to listen to your favorite hometown radio show, even when you're away.
That's
even
right.
When you're in a spot that might not have a good signal. Even if you're in a house without a radio, there's your Radio.com app on your phone so you can listen to radio.
Right.
Amazing.
There it is. We're in your pocket no matter where you are.
That's right. I hate to start here. One of those things where I get it now. I foolishly believed that as a country we'd gotten better, and I'm now fully aware that racism is so incredibly alive and well in America that the story that you will
it's
see today is about protesting in Minneapolis. Protesters clash with Minneapolis police because the police killed a guy by kneeling on his neck. And the video's out there, and the video shows the man begging for his life. Now, look, I know there are going to be people who want to defend the police, and I understand the man wouldn't have been in police custody at all if he hadn't done something wrong. That's still so far beyond the point of this guy kneeling on this dude's neck. As the dude is saying,
I can't breathe, man.
And that's one of the chants that you're hearing now as the protesters. And rightfully so. I don't even know what to say anymore other than I can't ignore the story. As a white guy, I feel like I have to just tell the story, at least do it some service. I don't know when we're going to be done with this. I guess not in my lifetime. But this man died in custody as he was begging for his life as a policeman kneeled on his neck. The Minneapolis mayor's fired the four policemen involved. I don't know if charges will be brought against them. But
seems like they should. There has to be another way to restrain someone other than suffocating them. It's so reminiscent of the case from a couple years ago. It's horrifying that whatever this guy did, because they were called there for some like fraud in action or I can't. It doesn't even matter. A death sentence for whatever it was he did was not what was called for. It's horrifying.
What you're going to see and why these guys were immediately fired is there is a point where the video is turned on and the onlookers are saying he can't breathe, man. He's got blood on his face and he's telling you he can't breathe. And they're like, he's talking. He can breathe. All this stuff is in the video. So if it's something you want to look at, this morning. Otherwise, at least now you know that this is what's going on in Minneapolis today, and it's what's going on still here in America, even though many of us are walking around thinking it's all good, and it's just not. So I'm sad to bring that news to you, but it's important that I mention that.
Yep.
All right, so I wanted to ask you, if you put out, actually, let me ask you on a smaller level. If you ask someone, hey, what do you think of this outfit or this outfit? Mm-hmm. And then they pick one. Do you feel like you need to wear the one they've picked since you've asked them their opinion? Or do you think, like, I just was looking and now I realize the one they picked is not the one I want?
No. You're not obligated.
You're not. Okay.
You know, but I will say this. If I've actually done that and put up two and overwhelmingly one of them wins, I'm swayed by that. And
okay.
So it's just an outfit, Vin. So that might be what I wear that day. Now I know because you teased it that this is about something far more permanent.
Right. A guy named Brian Landreth in Portland, Oregon, was working with his daughter, Grace, on a school project about collecting data. So they put 5 paint colors on the side of their house and then put a sign up asking people to vote for a color online. Right?
Okay.
Seems simple enough.
Sure. All right.
Their neighbor tweeted the picture of the project and said, quote, "My neighbor is crowdsourcing their next house color." And the tweet went viral. And now thousands of people from all over the world are voting on the paint color for this house in Portland, Oregon.
And did they pick the worst one? Is that what this comes down to?
I don't have the 5 options in front of me, although there's a picture of it online, so you can easily find this. Turquoise blue is leading the color choices. And while I'm a huge fan of turquoise, I think it's a great color. I don't know that I would paint my house that color, would you?
Where did you say this is? Portland?
Portland, Oregon, yeah.
So, I think really, if you've put a color up on your house, it's because you feel that it is an option, right? I've put these 5 colors up. We're having such a hard time, because I think if you've eliminated one, that one just doesn't get put in the picture or something, right? I think that if it leads by thousands, that's the one you paint it. Because otherwise, make the goddamn decision yourself.
Well, right. You know? I mean, the thing that's funny to me is once you get online investment from people,
yes,
then they are sort of feeling like, I wonder what won, right?
Right.
Yeah, you've sucked me into your world. I've put thought into my answer, and now I'm invested, and I'm curious which you'll choose, and would like to see the finished house, sir.
Right.
Since you've put this out there.
I actually took a moment to go click.
Right.
Now I'm owed something.
So I don't believe it's correct that they're owed an answer, and yet I can see why someone would feel that way.
Yes.
So I'm just, that's what made me most curious is how you would respond to that. Just that feeling like, okay, now we've gone viral.
Yeah.
And we're all,
well, you didn't
world.
See it in the light. I mean, you only saw that one picture, and I couldn't do it that color because when the light was shining right on it, then it was. Yeah, I think that if you're gonna do something like this, hopefully you've put up colors you would actually consider painting your house. And
right,
and I don't know, but are you obligated? No, you're not.
Okay.
But should you? Yes, because otherwise your house is going to get burned down, obviously. People are so angry about things now. It's up to you, man. Have
right.
a house or don't have a house.
Right. Yeah, I am.
People have spoken.
I do think that I understand people feel invested in things, so that's where that comes
yeah.
from. But I also agree, you can't tell me the color house I'm going to. Let me see if I can find the picture of.
Right. I was just trying to crowdsource information.
Here
we were
go.
Always going to paint it brown. Oh, we have the picture. Oh, oh boy. That major aqua. I actually love the aqua. I think it's beautiful. And I like the color to the right of it too, the paler blue. I think we can use that. Let's go ahead and use that on the trim. That's going to
oh,
be beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 2 shades
I
of blue.
I love it. Yes.
Well,
it's so pretty. It's such a pretty, it's a pretty turquoise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like it, except I just wonder now too. So the neighbor that posted it on Twitter, He's the one that made it go viral. So I wonder if there's been a conversation like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, why would you do this?
This is a project for my kid.
It's social media, man. It's everywhere. You don't understand. I don't know why you just painted it on your house and then just asked people to. That's ridiculous. You have to get it out there. That's funny, though. I like it. And I think that, you know, the thing is, you never know when lightning's going to strike because there are so many people who are dying to go viral. And they're like, all I had to do was ask people how much, you know, what color to paint my house. Damn it. God.
Right.
Why can't I get this together?
Well, you know, I think part of it is sometimes that stuff's so contrived, it'll never work.
Right.
And
exactly.
In this case, it's totally random that it ends up happening. And that's why it happened, I think, anyway.
Well, we all have our opinions about what color things should be painted and who hasn't had swatches of paint painted up throughout their house. Oh, my God. That other house we had, if we went years, it looked like modern art. People actually said, is that like an art wall? I'm like, no, those are the colors we're deciding between. And it's been 2 years. Pick one.
Did you ever pick one?
Well, eventually we did wind up picking them, but we'd put up five colors and we'd be like, we're picking one of these. And then nobody could really decide on any of them. So we'd get five more colors and we put those up. I mean, it was just the whole wall looked like a GD mosaic.
Are you allowed where you live now to paint your house any color you want?
Yes. I think if I painted it, you know, vivid purple, that there might be some outcry.
Well, you might hear from a neighbor who thinks it's ugly, but at where I live, you couldn't do that.
Oh,
like,
you have,
I could
like,
do
10
it and I would be
fine.
Yeah. Oh. We have an HOA, so there's no.
Yeah.
It's,
no, we
these
don't,
are the colors.
We don't have that.
And I've definitely been in that conversation with Christina where she's like, I hate the colors of our house. And I'm all, it looks great. Why? What's the problem?
Well, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with it. What, is it too boring
just,
for her?
You know what? I think it is. I think it's, she's been told what color her house will be and she's not.
You
like
have
that.
Probably 10 choices or something, right?
Maybe.
Like, and
sure.
They're all sort of mellow.
I have no interest in that.
Regular.
At all.
Well, painting a house is expensive and takes
zero
longer
interest.
Than you think,
yeah,
too.
I don't even want to know.
You got to get a good job done on your house. It can
the first thing
so
I
fast.
Had to deal with was that dumb fence. It took
yes.
It was all consuming for like 6 months.
Oh boy, that was a that really was the trials and travails of the fence. Were
of the fence? Yes, I know.
It's quite a thing.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent us. And we'd love to hear what you're up to today, how things are going. Are you still in the house? Are you over it? What's going on? 925 says, you should see the Portland house. It needs to be repainted. Yes, it's absolutely it past needing to be painted like 3 years ago.
Right.
And their choices are pretty good. 4 or 5 would be great. And both of those are the ones Sarah said she likes.
Yeah, I like them together, too. They're super pretty. I mean, it's just pretty. I like a house that took some chances. You know, our house is brown. Like, it's so boring. And I really, really wish we had gone, you know, like a navy blue with bright white trim and red touches. Like, that would be awesome to me. Red, white, and blue. Isn't that?
Yeah.
What a patriot.
The Patriots. Look at you go.
I wasn't even thinking that.
You're,
I was just thinking
you're painting
the
your house
flag.
Football colors.
We're,
you're ready
we're
for
not.
The season already, huh?
We're actually not. The house is brown, and that's until the paint starts peeling, if that's the color of the house.
Go Niners.
The house. Yes,
Nicole's,
go Niners. I'm so over Tom Brady, traitor.
Nicole's new picture on Instagram is beautiful. Definitely missed Bottle Rock, too.
Oh, that is a great shot. Did you post anything yesterday?
No, like it was just that one that you saw the other day. The
so cute. She's got like a little daisy chain around her head and she's all like hippie.
Little hippie chick.
I was just thinking, can you imagine being in Bottle Rock now with all this
little
heat?
Little hippie chick. Oh, I know. No. Oh, yeah. My God. Although yesterday, it would have been done. I mean, it was really hot on Monday too, but.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you just deal with stuff. You know, you get out there, you just drink a lot of water and, you know, for the rest of you just get wasted and. Then who cares, right?
Right. Yep.
Let's see. The guy isn't obligated to paint his house since his neighbor is the one who tweeted it. Plus, it's a project for the daughter. Well, the house needs to be painted, so I'm guessing it's going to happen.
Yeah. Its current color is ugly. That's the name of the actual color.
It's 20 years too late.
Yeah. How's it anyway, get dirty? Got to clean them.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. I'm going to start with the Billboard Hot 100, but I've got that America's Got Talent story and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.